This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. It is our great pleasure to welcome Steve Gensler to the program from the Bob Brady Auto Group. Steve, I feel like I haven't talked to you since last fall, and that's probably accurate.
That is correct. And, Brian, I'm glad to be back. We've got so many exciting things that are moving our way that, I got a whole list of things I could talk about for an hour, but it's been kind of a good last 4 or 5 months of the restructuring of some of these companies and the product they're bringing us. So it's going to be wonderful.
All right, let's talk about some of that product. What's new?
So let me tease you with the first one. So the first one that came out was a Hyundai Elantra, which is the North American Car of the Year. And they put some of the – just highlight that car is completely redesigned. But it also has Apple and Android CarPlay that don't have to plug in anymore, right? It's Bluetooth thin, and it makes it so much easier for consumers. So that's a key factor. That's coming for most models. But, I mean, we got an electric Hummer that's coming that we're going to announce very, very shortly. That Hummer is all electric, 1,000 horsepower, 400 miles to a charge. I'm looking so forward to that. We've already got several people in our area, especially I know three of them from Decatur that has already put a deposit down on one of these, which is going to be exciting itself. And then the new Grand Cherokee is just getting released to us now, and it's going to have a 5-passenger and 7-passenger. Didn't have 7-passenger before in the Grand Cherokee, so I'm so looking forward to that. Plus, the folks with FCA now is called Stellantis because they merged with another company, and they'll have 10 electric and or hybrid models coming in the next 18 to 24 months. That was just announced this morning. So, and then I haven't even got to the surface, right? We got to redo a major renovation in the dealership because the Jeep product that's coming is called the Wagoneer and Grand Wagoneer, which has been so talked about. And so we got to transform one side of our showroom into a complete Jeep scenario, which is going to be extremely interesting, and it's going to be fun.
Ah, that sounds exciting. Talk to me about the demand. You've been doing this for a long time, and I feel like the conversation around electric cars has really increased exponentially, like over the last 12 months.
That's exactly right. I think, it's been going on for quite a while. I think that the technology is now starting to come to where you can get a full charge for 400 miles within 40 minutes, right? I mean,
yeah.
That was the holdback on some of the things, but man, it's coming to the table. The CAFE standards is what's really in the United States is what's really forcing this, which is okay. I went, during this pandemic, got to go to Chicago, for a, viewing of this new Hummer that is amazing. I went to Naperville. Everything was shut down, Brian, but they had it in a big tent and we had these ways we could go in and see it. But this thing is going to be lights out. Awesome.
All right. What's the price tag on that?
It's going to be about $125,000. But before that shocks anybody, the government's going to come out with a lot of incentives for people to electrify. That's kind of the key word, right? So there's going to be some programs for the electric vehicles that will come in ways. They already have some of them, but I think it'll be even bigger. But this GM is on the cutting edge of it. GM has done a really, really good job with that. And so they started telling us that 3 years ago when we first started. It's 2.5 years ago when we first got in with GM. It's going to be good. It's going to be wonderful. I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt. 427 results found on BobBrady.com for new automobiles, and it runs the gamut. You guys have so many makes and models. You're also hiring, I noticed, on the main webpage.
Yes. That's the other thing, too. We have not shied away from our hiring practices, and we're going to continue doing that, right? When you have this many spots, you tend to have room for improvement, and we have, always looking for people. And I know there's some – it's been – had some job issues lately, but for us, we're staying to the course, Brian, and keeping a good positive attitude with it, too.
Absolutely. Well, it is so good to hear your voice, my friend. I can't wait to have you guys back on. Let's get to summer. Let's have a better summer this year, Beth.
I can't wait because there's going to be some really exciting things coming. And I know we're moving forward, and it's going to be a really, really fun spring and summer this year. I can't wait. Just with all the stuff that's going to be buzzing, from the stuff that they'll have for entertainment to some of the stuff you're going to get to drive and see, it's going to be really fun.
I'm looking forward. I'm stoked, buddy. Steve, it's good to hear your voice. Have a great weekend. Say hello to Drew and the family. Steve Gensler from Bob Brady. They love the fact that when you pull up a website, one of the first things you see is we're hiring.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.